What it basically says on the public side, the public budget is holding its own. But on the private side, the statistics show that we've still got an extremely weak economic recovery, particularly in the private sector. And in other words, in the report, we show that there's a 9% increase in personal income revenues. But 6% of that 9%, 6 out of the 9, comes from increased taxes. So really, the underlying base growth of 2.9% is extremely anemic. And while the public budget is solvent, that's what we're reporting today, the private sector economy is going around and around in a circle. We're not making economic progress.
I hear a lot of talk about a possible, at least a lot of people want, the gas tax and the transportation revenues to be addressed this session. What do you think of that?
Well, I would just encourage everyone to realize that just because raising taxes brings more revenue to the state, in my view, it hurts the private sector recovery because it's taking money out of people's pockets that's used to fuel our consumer-driven economy. So the timing is all important, and I would hope that the legislature would go very slow in any kind of tax increases, particularly a gas tax increase, because it's so regressive and it has such a clear impact on consumer spending.
Are there other revenue-generating tactics you would take for transportation that you think might be less regressive?
In the short term, sure, there are lots of things you can do. You can take all of the rest stops that the state owns throughout the state on the highways and do public-private partnerships. Nothing wrong with that. You can go to state highway and get them to correct their contracting and procurement so that what money is given to them is properly spent. There are lots of things you can do without generating new revenue. I'm not opposed to a gas tax ideologically, but I'm pretty emphatic that this is a terrible time to raise the gas tax.